Fiona Kelly joins us again with what it says in the papers.
Rise in 100,000 euro earners is driving house price surge. That's the lead headline in the Irish Independent, which reports that a 50% rise in the number of people earning more than 100,000 euro has boosted prices in a property market where a chronic shortage of supply is also fueling price growth. Finance Minister Michael McGrath has ruled out the prospect of another spring cost of living package. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Times. And also in the front of the Times, Paul Cullen reports that staff at the National Maternity Hospital are spending up to 2.5 hours a day commuting because they can't afford to live in Dublin. Cullen also reports that the hospital has rented 3 houses on a bus corridor in South Dublin to provide accommodation for up to 3 months for staff arriving from overseas. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the story about the prospect of more charges being brought against former teachers at Terenure College in Dublin related to abuse allegations. Feud, violence, fear at gangland funeral. That's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Star about how Gardaí are planning to mount a ring of steel around this week's funeral of Jason Hennessy, who was shot dead at a restaurant in Blanchardstown in Dublin on Christmas Eve. The Irish Sun dubs as exclusive an interview with convicted Estonian hitman Imre Arakas, who's currently serving a jail sentence in Lithuania. In the interview, Arakas talks about his connections with Irish criminals. The Garda investigation into an incident in which a man was shot while playing a football match near Nina in County Tipperary on Saturday evening generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. It's understood that a Gardaí are probing the possibility that the man may have been accidentally shot by hunters. The Belfast Telegraph carries an interview with Alan McLaughlin, a former postmaster who is at the centre of the post office scandal in Northern Ireland, commending ITV's recent dramatisation of the story in a series called Mr. Bates and the Post Office. Mr. McLaughlin was one of more than 700 post office workers wrongly accused of stealing money from their branches. It was later revealed that an IT glitch had made it appear as if the funds were missing from the branches in question. The Irish Examiner runs with the lead story about RTE based on an interview with Kevin Backhurst, in which he says that a sale of the station's Cork studio is on the cards, but that he's already looking at other potential buildings in the city for RTE to broadcast out of. The Director General is quoted saying that an increase in television output from the Cork studio is also being considered, which might include extending the Today Show and Nationwide. Elsewhere this morning, last night's return of RTE's Dancing with the Stars generates lots of coverage, with Rosanna Davison appearing in a number of pictures as she dances a waltz during last night's show. Back in the Times, Connor Pope has a salutary tale about a couple who lost almost €7,000, which they'd set aside for their wedding, through an online scam. And that paper also reports that former Irish rugby international Tommy Bowe's attempt to trademark the name of his shoe brand Lloyd and Price is being blocked by 2 German clothing brands with similar names. There's a selection of very foggy pictures in today's papers. Dara Brennan, shot in the front of The Independent, is of footballers from Glen and Kilmacud Crokes battling it out in the fog during yesterday's semi-final of the All-Ireland Senior Club Football Championship in Newry, which was won by the Derry side. Andy Gibson has an atmospheric picture on the back of The Examiner of an angler fishing for pike as the mist lingers on the water on Loch Alua in County Cork. And finally, the Belfast Telegraph opts for a striking aerial shot on its front page, taken by Stephen Henderson, of the Harland and Wolf cranes rising majestically out of the fog in Belfast City.